In Simon Tov Kuf, finishing up, Sivav, the Mechaber says, Noagin Lanakar Basar B'Yomtov Afila Nishcha Meir V'Yomtov. There's a process called Nikar, which is done when shechting the animal. After shechting the animal, that you remove the chelev, the fats from the animal, the part of the animal that you're not allowed to eat, that is called Nikar. So you're allowed to do it on Yomtov, the Mechaber says, even if the Shechita occurred before Yom Tov. However, the Ramah says, V'tov l'shanos k'sasim yuchal l'shanos v'ezer davar. You should do some type of shinui. You should do something in an abnormal fashion, like using a different type of utensil or something like that, if possible. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though earlier by Malicha, where you were able to do it before Yom Tov, if you're going to do it on Yom Tov, we said you don't need to do it in an abnormal fashion, l'chatchila, that's because if the meat were to sit in the salt for a long time, it would ruin the taste of the meat. But here, where if you do the nikar, it's not going to ruin the taste of the meat at all. If you would have done an erev yom tov, so therefore we say, since you could have done an erev yom tov and it wouldn't have affected the animal, the taste of the meat at all, therefore when you do it on yom tov, you should do it with a shinui. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if you can't do it with a shinui, then you'd be able to do it without a shinui. But why? Shouldn't it be? Isn't the rule that if you could do something on Erev Yom Tov and you don't, then you wouldn't be allowed to do it on Yom Tov in a normal fashion? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because regarding Nikur, there's not really a malacha involved, it's just a tircha. So since it's only a tircha, no actual malacha, we say you should have done it before, and if you didn't do it before, we'll let you do it on Yom Tov. Why isn't it an Isser of Borer? Why isn't there an Isser of Borer involved, that you're separating the Chelev from the animal? So the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chadash write that it's because it's all considered to be one min. It's all the same type, the Chelev and the Basar. So just the Torah said that the Chelev is Aser to eat, and the meat is Mutter to eat. But the Isser of Borer only applies when you separate two different minim, or when you're separating solas from the ochel, when they are two minim. That here, where they are the same min, so therefore there's no Isser of Borer in this case. When this in Karel, it says that something which is Aser Bachila should really be Aser Borer Midrabanan, but it appears that the Mishnah Berurah over here does not hold that way. There's also a discussion about whether this meat should be muksa. Is raw meat muksa? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that raw meat is going to be muksa because nobody really eats raw meat anymore in our day. And Rav Moshe says the same thing. He says that since it's not normal to chew on raw meat, it's going to be muksa. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says also, it's unclear how you could be mekel to move raw meat since nobody eats raw meat nowadays. However, from this in Karel, it says that since Ataz said that even though it's not normal to eat it, it's not considered to be muksa since it really is ra'i la'achila, you could eat it raw. So therefore, it's not going to be muksa. But again, most poskim say that raw meat is going to be muksa. So this comes up, if you have a piece of frozen raw meat in your freezer or something like that, and you want to move it out of the way in order to get something else, so you wouldn't be allowed to just pick it up and move it to the side. You'd have to move it in an abnormal fashion or something like that, tilt of a gufo or something like that, to get it out of the way. But you would not be able to move it with your hands. The Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah, also discusses over here rinsing off the meat. And it's interesting to note for us, when it comes to rinsing off fruits before eating them, that why is there no Isser of Boer when you rinse off fruits? Or Moshe says that it's because since you can't take the ochel from the psolus in this case, so you can't remove the apple from whatever dirt is on it, and it's derech achila to rinse it off beforehand, that's why you're allowed to do it. Others say that since it's not recognizable at all, that there's any potentially dirt on it at all, so therefore you might not even be doing borer at all, or it's microscopic, and therefore it's going to be mutter. But Rav Nissen Karelitz does say that you shouldn't wash off the fruits even when you're going to eat it immediately, but many disagree with that. Again, the minhag olam is to wash off fruits before eating them, even on Shabbos. Siman Tav Kaf Aleph, Eitzim Asurim V'Mutarim B'Yom Tov. Sif Aleph, Ei Mevakim Eitzim Min HaKoros She'Omdos Lo'Vinyan V'Lo Mikoros She'Nishbar B'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to break off wood from beams which are going to be used for building, or from a beam which was broken on Yom Tov, because these, as they entered into Yom Tov, they were muksa, because you were planning on using them to build something, and therefore they are muksa. What type of muksa is this? So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's muksa machmas chesron kis, because since they are so chashuv, you set them to the side and you don't plan on using them for anything else, You only want to use them for building. So therefore, even according to the opinion that says that muksa in general is mutar on Yom Tov, if you set something aside, here where you only want to use it for that specific purpose, that's called muksa machas chesron kis, and it's going to be muksa according to everyone. There's a discussion whether we require yichud makom in order for something to be muksa machas chesron kis. Could be muksa machas chesron kis is if there's a specific usage that you use it for always. You only use it for this usage, so that makes it muksa machas chesron kis, whereas others say that you require yichud makom, that you leave it in a specific place also to protect it. The Mishnah Berurah in general does not seem to go with that. Seems to say it's enough that you just have a specific usage for it, that you don't use it for anything else. That already makes it muksa machas chesron kis, and you would not be able to move it according to kol hadeos.